A premature announcement from the president. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Former President Jimmy Carter is still with us. President Biden, though, accidentally reveals that when the time comes, he's been asked to deliver the eulogy.
The president's latest gaffe came during a Democratic Party fundraiser in Rancho Santa Fe, California. While speaking about the health of the former president, Biden told the gathering he asked me to do his eulogy, followed quickly with, "Excuse me, I shouldn't say that." The 98-year-old Carter entered hospice care on February 19, Biden also offering that they found a way to keep him going for a lot longer than anticipated. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The president gives a speech today about gun violence in Los Angeles, announcing an executive order meant to expand the definition of firearms dealer to force more background checks for sales. China's government is condemning an announcement made by the president and two allies yesterday.
The president and UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak stood alongside Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese at a San Diego naval station to announce the next step in the AUKUS partnership. New nuclear-propelled submarines that the president says will usher in an era of cooperation.
It'll meet Australia's defense needs while bringing our militaries, our scientists, our engineers, our shipbuilders, our industrial workforce, our countries, closer together.
Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Late winter storms in the forecast from Pennsylvania to New England.
A powerful nor'easter bringing many hazards to the region for the next few days. Heavy rain along the coast. Strong winds will bring coastal flooding. Over 2 feet of snow could fall, especially across the mountains of upstate New York and New England. We're expecting widespread power outages as winds will exceed 50 to 60 miles per hour in some spots for several hours.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean says another major storm's hitting northern and central California with snow and rain. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
Campaigning in Davenport, Iowa, former President Trump attacks potential Republican primary opponent, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' record as a congressman.
He wanted the minimum retirement age to be lifted to people that are 70 years old, a substantial increase over what it is right now. That's a big increase. And he also voted to severely cut Medicare. I will not be cutting Medicare, and I will not be cutting Social Security. We're leaving the age where it is.
He says Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is a disaster, but hopes he's feeling well as he recovers from a fall last week. The Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation is hosting a national security summit in D.C. today.
Defense officials, industry producers, members of Congress, and others are expected at the Reagan Institute's Center for Peace Through Strength National Security Innovation-Based Summit today. And ahead of this, the Institute issued a report card grading our national security and defense system on 10 factors. The lowest scores went to customer clarity and talent base, with a D letter grade on those fronts. On talent base, they found the defense working force does not recruit diverse talent proficient in emerging technologies. On customer clarity, they find the government says they want innovation but is not willing to pay for all of it. The highest grade was an A- for overall innovation leadership across a range of emerging technologies that remains at a competitive advantage. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
New study finds you might want to wash those water bottles more.
The study from waterfilterguru.com finding that those reusable bottles can harbor 40,000 times more bacteria than the average toilet seat. The study referring to them as a portable petri dish. Researchers acknowledging that such bottles are here to stay, saying not all germs found on the bottles are harmful to humans. Nonetheless, they're suggesting people simply wash them frequently with warm soapy water. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Stock futures are up ahead of this morning's announcement on consumer inflation. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.